Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, where today it's music to our ears that Luke Turner, Associate Editor of The Quietus, is in the studio with me to have a little listen to some recent releases. Welcome to the show, Luke.
Hello.
We used to do that thing where we used to do a lot of fanfare at the top of the show. Now we go straight into it.
No fanfare?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, you can come into the studio on a sort of white horse, Bianca Jagger-like.
Okay,
I'll
do that, yes.
That's a sort of fanfare. Whatever you will.
Yes.
Or you could just come in with a couple of records under your arm.
Yeah, that'd be easier.
You've gone for the latter.
Yeah, I've gone for the latter, yes.
How's your musical summer so far? It seems like we haven't spoken, at least on this show, for a month or two.
It's been a while. What have I been doing? I've been doing lots of, actually, kind of some non-music writing, and then going to some festivals. I went to Port Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
Which was good fun. There was people camping with toast racks, was this year's ridiculously posh thing you don't really need when you're camping. Somebody had actually taken a toast rack with them.
I love that.
But it was great, like the Caught by the River stage there was fantastic. And then yesterday Saturday I went to Caught by the River's London Festival. So they had 2 weekends of it, and that was great in Fulham Palace, which is beautiful.
Oh, it is lovely down there,
yeah.
Isn't it? Right on the river.
Yeah, West London, it's strange, don't go there very often. But it was absolutely
it's a beautiful
delightful place.
Yeah, it's super nice.
Yeah.
And the first one was not Caught by the River so much as Caught by the Sea. The second one was Caught by the River, by the river.
It was Caught
river.
By the Estuary, the first one, okay. I suppose. Because it's great where the Caught by the River stage is at Port Elliot, because it's on this Devon Estuary of the Tamar, little branch of it. And it's very muddy, and people just jump in and swim and then just roll around in mud. Which is kind of, I don't quite know how you do that when you're camping, but people do it with great enthusiasm.
Do you suspect that people might have other washing facilities to the regular punter?
If they've got a toast rack,
they might have
a solar-powered shower and a man to rub them down after.
Well, we're mulling on who that man might be and what that might be like. We're going to take Luke Turner's first choice.
Yes.
I hope I can always hear the listeners thinking about that image. We're going to a man that might have done that in the past, is Tim Burgess.
Yes, Tim Burgess.
Of Charlatans fame, mm-hmm. and wonderful solo career as well.
Yep.
A couple of fantastic records. And Peter Gordon. Shall we play a cut of the track and then we'll talk off the back of it?
Yeah.
This is Begin. It never needs to be mentioned. It is just recognized. With so little between the highs and then down lows, sentimental at most, well measured at best. Okay, new from Tim Burgess and Peter Gordon. That's called Begin. It's from an album called Same Language, Different Worlds. The Quietus is Luke Turner. Talk us through this beautiful record.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's another new collaborative record from Tim Burgess, he's having a rare old time of it at the moment. The Charlatans' last album, that Modern Nature, it was one of their best records they've ever done. Tim's got a new book out, Tim Book 2, and then this new album, which, like the last one he did with Kurt Wagner from Lamb Chop, various musicians down in Nashville. This time he's working with Peter Gordon and a load of people who were Arthur Russell's musicians, or sort of people who play with Arthur Russell. And yeah, Tim's a long-time fan of Arthur Russell, and this record's very odd. It sort of really suits his just sort of lovely, warm singing voice that Tim has.
It's very effortless.
Yeah.
But in a very good way. Like, he's come out, I mean, he's, you know, that first solo record he did with Kurt Wagner was lovely, right? I mean, it was kind of, and it had that, and again, it had that lovely effortless quality. These kind of songs that were allowed themselves to kind of come out of nowhere. And it rewarded a lot of listens, I think, that one.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of what Tim's personality's like. He just sort of gets on with things, you know, like the book he's got, Tim Book 2, he asked loads of different people from like Gary Neville to Chris and Cozy for Throbbing Gristle to recommend him records, and then he went and bought them and he wrote a little thing about the record or some anecdote about the person. It's just this sort of really kind of touching, quite charming book, and just the most bonkers collection of people you wouldn't really normally expect to all be united by one person. And that kind of sort of natural, genuine way of existing really comes across in the songs on this new one, I think.
He's one of those people, strikes me, and the way that this song, it's a beautiful kind of, it's just a sort of a very vague riff that goes round and around for four or 5 minutes. It's a lovely thing. His voice is just very attractive to listen to. He's got a nice voice to inhabit, I guess.
Absolutely.
He just seems to do simple things really well, or have the confidence confidence to do simple things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's, I think that's a good way of putting it. And he sort of sets himself challenges. Like with the book, he was like, he thought Timbuktu was a good title. So then he just thought he ought to write a book.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of weird way of,
yeah, I like that.
You know.
I'll commission myself to do that.
Yeah, and he just goes into things like with his Peter Gordon record. You know, Peter Gordon was working with Factory Floor and Tim met him through that. And then it just sort of, oh, look, here's an album.
Yeah.
Which is really lovely, kind of easy way of working.
Yeah, it's super charming. It's Tim Burgess and Peter Gordon. That LP is called Same Language, Different Worlds. It's out on the 2nd of September on, I think it's Tim's own Ogenesis Records, right?
That's correct, I think.
Okay, next up, Luke Turner is going to tell us about Katie Gately, who sounds like someone's sister from school somehow.
Really?
Katie Gately. I don't know. Oh, yeah, someone's sister from school. We'll have a little bit of... Should we have a little bit of it?
Yeah.
This is Tuck. Good stuff. It's Katie Gately. It's a song called Tuck from an album called Colour. Talk us through this one. There's all sorts of stuff going on here. It's a dense mix.
Yeah, I got this last week and I put it on and I was just like, wow, this is incredible. In another world, there is this... The Katie Gately is like top of all the charts and people still buy records and they've bought loads of copies of that record and she's a household name. Because to me, this is like, this is pop music.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's absolutely beautiful. John from the Choirs and I actually were trying to get Katie Gately to let us put out a record of hers. And then she was like, oh, I've kind of got some other plans. And it's kind of, But we'd love to put this out. But it's just amazing. And it's interesting because the Biog stuff talks a lot with the press release came with it. It talks a lot about field recordings of found sound and all of that sort of thing. And it's kind of odd because you could probably, if you were somebody who didn't know who she was, you might read that and go, oh, this sounds a bit dry. But it's the album, I mean, I love that sort of thing. I'm a big fan of people using things that aren't instruments or whatever.
Yeah.
But the album just sounds like this incredible pop record. I think it could be... If anyone really wants to bet on the quietest albums of the year, I think it could be in with a chance.
So the whole, I mean, I love this track as well.
The whole album
is like that, or not really like that, but of that quality.
It's of that quality. Yeah. It's really brilliant.
I know what you mean because when I read about that, I listened to it and then I read your sort of preview on the quietest, and it was field recordings and this and that. And I don't. It's not like I actually think field recordings have to be made in the middle of a field, but they feel like they have a much more found sound kind of quality to them, a bit more of an experimental in the sense of not quite so poppy and musical quality to them, I suppose.
Yeah,
and a bit like they were made in a field. I was expecting a moo.
No, there's no moos. I mean, I love that sort of, one of the best things I've seen this summer was Chris Watson's installation at the Town Moor in Newcastle, where it is very much there are moos in that and cowpats and fireworks and drunk Geordies, but. I'm kind of looking forward to the interviews with Katie Gately, how those sounds become a song that's that good.
Yeah, I guess she's using them for. I guess she's using those sounds to make melody and to make harmony and to make rhythm and to make all the things that you might not associate with that kind of brand of getting the material with which to make an album. I suppose it's fabulous stuff. Okay, so that is Colour. It's going to be the new LP from Katie Gately. By the way, Katie Gately, she sounds like someone from school's sister. So she's from Sussex. She's not.
No, she's American. I think.
Do we know where? People can Google it.
I believe she may be from the West Coast, but I'm not sure.
Answers to luke.turner@thequietest.com. Okay, it's my turn now to tell you something that I like, Luke. For some reason, we switched up the format.
Yeah, it's not three things.
It's not three things, no, it's just two things.
What have you got?
You will be familiar with Giles Peterson and specifically his Sonzera project. We're going to listen to a record called Tam Tam Reimagined. Should we have a little bit of a song called Obasho do Kassin, which is something to do with kisses? I think, Basho. All the our Brazilian Portuguese listeners will be writing to. I won't give my email address to complain. Let's have a little cut of this and then we can talk about it. Okay, so we've gone for a bit of a rootsy, dubby extract of that record, which I should point out, I should correct, it's not called Tam Tam Reimagined, it's called Tam 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 Reimagined. So this is him. We know Giles Peterson, musical magpie, all the rest of it, kind of globe-trotting, record-collecting, magpie-eyed collector and DJ, all the rest of it. So this is a record from 1959 by someone called José Prates, and it was sort of lost in the vaults. It's one of the sort of most, I think, valuable things you can buy on original vinyl. No surprise that Giles Peterson managed to get his hands on one of those original copies, and he's messed around with it with a couple of his sort of cohorts. And what I kind of like about this record is the kind of amazing energy of it. It's got that similar kind of everything at the front of the mix that that Katie Gately's record's got. And that kind of, there's lots of detail, but you maybe need to give it a couple of listens. And it was a kind of, it was about, I think, the Afro-Cuban kind of, and the sort of the African element in Brazilian culture, which sort of blossomed, I think, in the mid-50s, and then was suppressed when they had their military dictatorship for sort of 20 years. And it wasn't the right colour of skin to have, and it wasn't the kind of thing to believe in. It wasn't the kind of thing to listen to. So there's a little bit of pulling the politics up by its bootstraps as well in quite a nice musical way. Did you, the bit that we heard there, did you like it?
I did like it, yes. I'll be interested to know, who's he got playing on it?
He's got Will Horrocks. He's also, actually, I went to school with Mark Horrocks and Matthew Horrocks, so we're going back to the school.
All school names.
The completely unknown Gallagher, Rob Gallagher, there, and Moses Boyd and Cassine from Rio's Orchestra Imperial.
Right.
Some possibly familiar names to you there.
Yes.
Not so familiar to me.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting project. It's always quite odd that sort of, I mean, you know, it's the age of cultural appropriation being shouted from the rooftops and all of that sort of thing. So I found it, you know, it's quite interesting when people do these sort of projects, because I think someone like Giles Peterson, he's not been, you know, he's not a bad man, is he? He's kind of responsible for bringing tons of great music from out the world, all over the world to us. But I thought it was an interesting sounding thing. I'm going to look forward to the whole record.
Yeah, it's a really good record. It is one of those things where you kind of think, oh, it's Brazilian. It's Giles Peterson's take on Brazilian music. It was him kind of adding some stuff to it.
I like thickening out the dub element.
Yeah, the dub element and thickening out the mix of it a bit and all the rest of it, trying to taking it slightly away from that like late 50s, presumably the late 50s production and all the rest of it. But in a what I felt by the sound of it was a kind of like a generous kind of way as well, actually, kind of making, this is old, but it's got a great kind of basis. Let's dance to it in 2016.
Yeah, it's celebrating it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a celebration. It's a celebration. Do you know why? Because Luke Turner's here and he's talked us through. He talked us through Tim Burgess and Peter Gordon. We heard Begin from the upcoming album called Same Language, Different Worlds. Next up, Luke recommended us Katie Gately. Maybe it's going to be one of the quietest records of the
year. Who knows?
Watch that website. And we heard Tuck from the record called Colour coming up. And I chose O Belcho do Cassine from Tam 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 Reimagined. And that's from Giles Peterson's Sozera project, of course. So I should thank my guest, Luke Turner. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good green, man. I'll see you
I'll see you out, green man.
Yes, indeed. You're welcome into the camper van for a cup of something warming.
Yeah, these people with camper vans when I'm in my little sweaty tent.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know whether it's what the deal is, whether it gets linked up to sort of electricity and water. I don't think there's that. I think it's
push you in the River Usk when you're not expecting it.
I'll be that muddy man. How is he going to get washed? Maybe he never will be. And you've been tuned in to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds, where my producer was, of course, Holly Fisher. Join me again at the same time tomorrow for our TV review. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.